ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are speaking from Canto 1st and Chapter and 29th verse. Can you repeat after me? Ya virya shulke na hita swayambare.
Ya virya shulke na hita swayambare.
Pramathaya chaidya pramukhan hi sushminaha.
Pramathaya chaidya pramukhan hi sushminaha.
Pradyumna sambhama suta dayo para.
Pradyumna sambhama suta dayo para.
Yascha hrita bhauma vadhe sahasrashaha.
Yascha hrita bhauma vadhe sahasrashaha.
Word to word meaning, the lady,
Virya,
prowess,
Shulkena,
by the payment of the price, Ritaha,
taken away by force,
Swayambare, in the open selection of the bridegroom,
Pramathaya,
harassing. Chaidya, King Shishupal, Pramukhan,
headed by,
he positively,
Shushminaha,
all very powerful, Pradyumna,
Pradyumna,
Krishna's son,
Samba,
Amba, Sutadaya,
children,
Paraha,
other ladies,
Yaha,
those,
Cha,
also,
Ahritaha,
similarly brought,
Bhauma Vadhe,
after killing kings,
Sahasrashaha,
by
the thousands. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: children of these ladies are Pradyumna, Samba, Amba, etc. Ladies like Rukmani, Satyabhama, Chambati were forcibly taken away by him from their swayamvar ceremonies after he defeated many powerful kings headed by Shishupal. And other ladies were also forcibly taken away by him after he killed Bhamasur and thousands of his assistants. All these ladies are glorious. Purport. Exceptionally qualified daughters of powerful kings were allowed to make choice of their own bridegroom in the open competition. And such ceremonies were called Swayamvara or selection of bridegroom. Because the Swayamvara was an open competition between the rival and valiant princes, such princes were invited by the father of princes, and usually there were regular fights between invited princely order and sporting spirit. But it so happened that sometimes the belligerent princes were killed in such marriage fighting. The victorious prince was offered the trophy princes, for whom many princes died. The Rukmani, the principal queens of Lord Krishna, was a daughter of the king of Vidarbha, who wished that his qualified and beautiful daughter be given away to Lord Krishna. But her eldest brother wanted her to be given away to King Shishupal, who happened to be the cousin of Krishna. So there was open competition, and as usual, Lord Krishna emerged successful after harassing Shishupal and other princes by his unrivaled prowess. Rukmani had 10 sons like Pradyum. There were other queens who were taken away by Lord Krishna in a similar way. Full description of this beautiful booty of Lord Krishna will be given in the 10th canto. What's this booty? So old.
It's a treasure.
There were 16,100 beautiful girls who were daughters of many kings and were forcibly stolen by Bhamasur, who kept them captive for his carnal desire. These girls prayed piteously to Lord Krishna for the deliverance, and the merciful Lord, called by their fervent prayer, released them all by fighting and killing Bhamasur. All these captive princes were then accepted by the Lord as his wives, although in the estimation of society they were all fallen girls. The all-powerful Lord Krishna accepted the humble prayers of these girls and married them with the adoration of queens. So altogether Lord Krishna had 16,108 queens at Dwarka, and each of them he begot 10 children. All these children grew up, and each has as many children as the father. The aggregate of the family numbered in the millions. Excellent verse. Huh? So, let's start. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shikata Chakshuntam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurvena. So here, this verse is Ya Virya Shulkena Hrita Swayambare. This word Virya, we know God has six characters, six definition of God. Aishwarya Samagrasya Viryasya Shashriya Gyana Vairagya Shashnam Bhagayatingana. God has six characteristics. He has full fame, full power, complete beauty, Viryasya Yashasya Shriya, complete. He's famous, full knowledge, and in spite of having all these things, he's renounced. So here in this verse, Sukhdev Goswami is trying to glorify Krishna's power. That is why this word is used, Virya. So Krishna is powerful, of course. Krishna's power, there are two power in this world. One is power of this, your strength. And the other is the power of love. And both these powers are described in this verse. So, Sukhdev Goswami describes, Ya Virya Shulkena Hita Swayamvare. Virya Shulkena means, Shulk means payment of the price. No, Prabhupada says, you pay something and then you buy something. So the queens of who were captive of Bhaumasur, they paid a price to attain Krishna. Everybody has to pay a price. There's no gain without pain. We all know. Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada was destined, Prabhupada was sent by Krishna here to preach, but by his pastimes he showed he also paid a price. In the sense, he took risk to come to America, preach, he got heart attacks, he had no money. It's difficult, no? It's difficult to come to America without money, only 40 rupees. So, everybody has to do some penance, some austerities. Or Prabhupada says, there's no need of penance and austerities in Krishna consciousness, but you have to take risk. The more you take risk for Krishna, the more you become attached to him. It's common sense. If you want to love somebody, and if you want him to love you, and if you take risk for him, he will love you more, no, isn't it? If your lover will, just like movies, there's so many hero heroines, and a hero is about to, heroine is captured by a villain. Just like here, Bhaumasur, it's a movie going on. It's a Hollywood movie. Bhaumasur, he's a villain, or maybe Krishna is a hero, Superman, or maybe Batman, whatever. And he's going to rescue Bhaumasur. In fact, Bhaumasur, you know where Bhaumasur used to live? He used to live in Assam. You know, in India, there's a place, Assam, East India. Still, his palace is there. I went there and saw his palace, where he used to live. And by the way, Bhaumasur, this movie is interesting movie because Bhaumasur, somehow afterwards you'll come to know that he is the son of Krishna. That's amazing. You know this? He's son of Krishna. And how he was born, when Krishna took Varaha avatar, avatar as Varaha avatar, as boar, then he lifted the earth from the oceans. That Hiranyaksha, there was a demon Hiranyaksha, he stole the earth. Somehow he stole the earth. Like, nowadays people steal dollars, but previously people used to steal earth, planets. So big. He just took earth and he went away. And then Krishna took avatar of boar incarnation. He went down, he took earth out of the ocean. And when earth came in contact with Krishna in form of boar, she became ecstatic. And there was loving relationship between both of them, and she gave birth to a child whose name was Bhaumasur. He was born that time. So he's son of Krishna and his wife Earth. Now his wife Earth at that time, she is born now by the name Satyabhama. Satyabhama, her name is here. Satyabhama is incarnation of Mother Earth, who was being rescued by Krishna in the form of Varaha avatar in the previous millennia. So, she she remembers that my son is Bhaumasur. And Krishna remembers my son is Bhaumasur. Krishna never forgets anything, no? So when Krishna interestingly went to kill Bhaumasur, he came to kill Bhaumasur, no? It is said here. Because queens were praying, please Krishna save us. So he came to kill, so he got Satyabhama with him. Prabhupada writes in Krishna book. He came on his Garuda and he asked Satyabhama, come on, come with me. Because I'm going to kill your son. So I need your permission. So she was sitting behind. Krishna came, Bhaumasur. You can imagine, if you make a Hollywood movie, it'll come out to be great, you know. It's a lot of suspense, thriller, romance. That's pastimes of Krishna. That's where Krishna is all attractive. Because Krishna's pastimes has everything you can imagine. So, he came and killed Bhaumasur. And then the queens who were captured by Bhaumasur, 16,100 queens. He was a mad person, Mama. So he became mad. You know how he became mad? He was son of Krishna, but he associated with demons. Just like in Krishna book, there's a demon, Duivit. You know Duivit, gorilla?
Duivida.
He blasphemed Balram. He was a complete nonsense person. He became nonsense afterwards. He came and Balramji, he was bathing with his wives. And he came, he just bullied them. You know, like this, and then he was a monkey. So he took out his pant, and he showed his buttocks to Balram. That's what he's doing. It's a very obscene way to really taunt somebody. And Balram, you know how he became mad? He was, you know, who was he? Duvit? Who was he?
He was in army of.
Yeah, he was in army of Lord Rama. You can imagine. He was in army of Lord. He fought for Rama against Ravan. So that means he was one of the associates of Lord Rama. But after some time, he associated with Bhaumasur. This person, Bhaumasur, somehow he became mad. And then Duivit came in association with him. He became mad. So both of them became demons. So what this shows is, Prabhupada says, this shows that there's no guarantee that even if you're a son of Krishna, you'll be going back to God. No, it's not necessary. You can become demon. Son of divine can become demon. Son of demons can become divine. For example, Prahlad is son of a demon. So if those people who are in direct association with God, they can become demons, what about us? You can imagine? We are not even in association of God. We are in temple. There's no God. There's deities. There's no personal God. So Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, Maya is very dangerous. And Prabhupada says in one of his letter, I have one complaint with my devotees. They don't fear Maya. We don't fear illusion, no? Prabhupada said, my devotees are too bold, too courageous to preach. We want to preach now. That's nice to preach. At the same time, we have to be fearful of Maya. These people, what happened to them? Krishna personally killed Bhaumasur. Bhaumasur, I think his name was Narkasur. Afterwards, he changed his name. He was not happy with his name, Bhaumasur. Demons like to change their name, no? Some funky name, some terrible name. So he changed his name to Narkasur. So, Shulkena, this word is there. By the payment of price, these queens were captured by Bhaumasur. They were kept in captive. They were praying to Krishna, Krishna, please accept us. And Krishna heard their prayers. There were so many people praying to Krishna, but Krishna accepted them out of so many people. Why? Because they were in a situation where you can pray from your heart, isn't it? If we sit here and pray, it's difficult to pray. Like chanting is praying, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada says in Science of Self-Realization, chanting is best glorification and best prayer. So, you know, once what happened, there was an earthquake in India. Yeah, I think 1 year back, there was an earthquake. And then devotees, the building was shaking and they just went out. They were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So that time, chanting of Hare Krishna and in mornings we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is there any difference? You can imagine there's a difference, no? There's a difference. That time they're chanting, Krishna, please save us. You know, there's nobody else than you. They're focused. But now we are chanting, it's not coming from a heart. There's a difference. So that is why Krishna is not revealing himself to us. We are not in a risky situation. We are not in a situation where we need God. We are in a situation where we want to serve him, but we don't need him. There's a difference between need and service. Prabhupada writes in Gita, if you read Gita, 10th chapter, 8th, 9th verse. Prabhupada writes in the purport, there are two things. First, as a devotee does devotional service, he becomes attached to service. You know that verse, 10th chapter, 8th verse, Tushanti cha ramanti cha? That verse is there. What's that verse? I just forgot. Machitga matgata prana bodhyanta parasparam. Kathyantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Prabhupada gives interesting understanding of that. If you translate this word to word meaning, tushyanti means peace, satisfaction. Ramanti means enjoyment, happiness. But if you read the purport, Prabhupada gives interesting, very nice explanation for these two words. Prabhupada says, tushyanti means when you are attached to service. When you are attached to service, you are peaceful, no? I might be doing some service, but if I'm doing service because temple president has told me you have to do it, you're messed up, no? You become messed up. I have to do anyway, I have to do, but you're not peaceful, no? Somebody told you. But if you're attached to service, you're doing from your own. You like to do that service, so you're peaceful. I'm happy. I'm peaceful. Prabhupada says, in first stage of devotional service, you become attached to service. That makes you peaceful. And when you advance, you become attached to Krishna. And then you become happy. So when you become attached to service, you're doing service, but there's a lacking there. What is the lacking? We don't need Krishna. That need, Prabhupada quotes Rupa Goswami. If you want to attain Krishna, there's just one price. He says, the payment of price, Shulkena. What price do we have to pay to attain Krishna? What price?
Greed.
Yeah. Greed. What's that verse? Tat ekalam lalyam mulayam, Prabhupada quotes. Greed to attain God. I want God. Now, how do you do that? Until unless you don't get greed, Krishna is not going to come in front of you. How do you do that? The way to do it is, Prabhupada says, do service, but you have to take risk in your service. Then you will shout, Krishna, help me. If suppose somebody comes in the temple and he points a gun at you. Okay, I'm going to shoot you, you know, in 1 minute. What do you do? What's your last wish? So, well, you know. You have read that book, Salted Bread? Salted Bread, Russians? It's actually, you should read. If you have not read that book, just take it today and read it. And I bet you can't help crying, 100%. Those devotees taken so much risks for preaching in Russia, they took. And they, all these police people, they came, because it was a communist country, they came and they wanted to, they told, leave all these things, you know. And they told, what's your last wish? I'm going to shoot you. So, you know what that devotee told? He told, you know, I want a mridanga, I want to do kirtans. And then he shoot me. They were good people, they were really excellent. So, you know what Prabhupada did? What is the difference when Prabhupada was there and now Prabhupada is not here? What is the difference between ISKCON at that time, ISKCON at this time? At that time, Harinam was going on, now Harinam is going. Book distribution was going on, book distribution is going now. Lectures were there, lectures are now. Chanting was there, chanting is now. Prasad was obviously there, it is here now. There's one difference. What's that difference? Devotees were taking risk at that time. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was going to China. Who was that flower boy? Japan, Japanese. He was Prabhupada disciple. He went to Africa. Hamsadut Prabhu. They went to Saudi Arabia. What do you do with that? Prabhupada was very tensed, you know. They went to Saudi Arabia, they're crazy. They're going to get shoot. But Prabhupada was at the same time happy because Prabhupada said that to live a life in the service of Krishna is good. But better than that is to die for Krishna. That's better. If you can live for Krishna, Krishna lives for you. If you die for Krishna, Krishna dies for you. It is ye athamam prapadyante tam sathe bhajamyam. You have to choose what do you do. And Krishna cannot die. So what do you if you die for Krishna, if you live for Krishna, Krishna lives for you. Every second. But if you die for Krishna, then Krishna says, now what should I do? It's yathamam prapadyante. No? Krishna says that rule, the way you surrender to me, I'll serve you. No? It's the same. Tit for tat. Krishna says, he has died for me. Now what should I do for him? I cannot die. So Krishna has just one option. He says, you buy me. I'm yours. That's what this word is. Shulkena. By the payment of price, these queens, they paid a price. And the price was, they were ready to die for Krishna. They were ready. This Bhamas, of course, is Bhamasur, who had taken this captive of these queens. Definitely many times he would have requested or forced them to marry him. No, that's what he had kept in captive. Or maybe he wanted to rape them or whatever he wanted to do. But they didn't concede. They didn't concede. You kill us, something would have happened, no? It's not recorded, but definitely it would have happened. Like Ravan, he kidnapped Sita. He was after Sita, you know, you surrender to me, you marry me, or I'll kill you after a month. That happened, no? So Bhamasur would have been like coaxing these queens and criticizing them. But queens never surrender to Bhamasur. They might have told, Bhamasur, you kill us, but we want to marry Krishna. As simple as that. They risked their life. And Krishna accepted their prayers. So if you want to advance in devotion, Prabhupada says in Nectar of Devotion. Anybody read Nectar of Devotion? Yeah? Complete? Generally people read till 19th chapter. No, it's a thing, 19th chapter. But read after that. And Prabhupada says there's a chapter, Compassion. Compassion in devotional service. Prabhupada mentions there, devotees who do service, sometimes devotees become very happy while doing service, isn't it? We become happy, ecstatic. But Prabhupada says that higher than this is a platform when devotees become sad while doing service. That's the highest platform, when you're sad. Exact line Prabhupada says, sometimes devotees smile and dance while doing service, that's great. But the highest platform is when devotees lament, when they are doing service. Why devotees are lamenting? Devotees are lamenting because of two reasons. Because just like queens are lamenting, when will Krishna accept us? No, that's lamentation. That's applying lamentation in service of God. That's applying lamentation in service of God. We don't see devotees are very intelligent. Bhagavatam says, "Yagya sankirtani praya jadni sumedasa." Devotion is of very intelligent people. We don't leave anything which cannot be engaged in service of Krishna. We can engage lust in service of God. Prabhupada says, yeah. How do you engage lust? Prabhupada says, you're so energetic. Lust means energy, no? Lot of energy. Okay, so you preach Harinam book distribution. You can engage greed. Sadhu sanghe hari katha. Prabhupada quotes. If you're greedy, be greedy for Hari Katha. Maybe also for Prashadam. It's not bad. Prashadam is nice. Be greedy for association of devotees. And if you want, how to engage lamentation, if you are very unhappy, sad, now the obvious, nowadays people say stress management, people say that if you don't be sad, be always happy. We don't say that. For our philosophy is be sad. But be sad for Krishna. I want Krishna. I can't be happy without Krishna. That kind of you need that sentiment. Ainanda tanuja kin karam. That verse is there. So that price you have to pay. That price. So how to take risk? You have to chalk out yourself. Either you take risk on yourself, or Krishna will put you in some risky situation, some point of your time. Because without that, we are messed up people. We are not going to cry for Krishna, 100%. We are not going to do that. In Hindi, there is a saying, you know, Lato ke bhoot baaton se nahi mante. Then English translate kaise karenge? There's a saying in Hindi. Let me translate it. There's a saying in Hindi, people who like to be kicked, they can't be convinced by counseling. We need kicks, you know. We need kicks. So, there's a tree and there's a fruit. Either you climb the tree and take the fruit, that's done. But if you stand below the tree and wait for the fruit to fall down, maybe you don't get a fruit because a bird will come, it'll take the fruit and go away, and you're just watching. This is the second option. But third option is, if there's a good teacher, he will leave a dog after you. Dog? And you'll climb the tree. You'll be forced to climb the tree. You'll be forced to climb the tree, go up and catch the fruit, and then it's done. No. So there are three options. First option, when Prabhupada's disciples were there, first option, nobody accepted. Now the first option, who's going to climb the tree? Nobody needs a fruit, first of all. Fruit of love of God. Second option, people are waiting below the tree to get the love of God. But you know what Prabhupada did? Prabhupada left a dog behind all of us. So, devotees were running here and there, you know, preaching, doing this, doing that. At Prabhupada's time, there was a lot of spirit. Lot of spirit. Like Vishnujan Prabhu, I was seeing that photo in your room. Vishnujan, he was doing kirtans for 24 hours. Like, you're doing kirtans for 3 hours, that's great. I mean, to say that's great, because people are not doing kirtans daily, especially in America. He was doing for 24 hours, his blood used to come from his hands. So he was wearing that gloves, he was playing. Prabhupada was happy with him. Jana, what's that? Who was that devotee who started Rath Yatra first? Jayananda Prabhu. Prabhupada was happy, I mean to say, in spite of cancer, he was serving. See, it's very easy to chant and serve when you are in comfortable position. Anybody can do. Anybody means people who are in the temple. But it's very difficult to chant and serve when you are in a when you are in a difficult situation. And that's what Krishna want to see. Just like gopis. Like all these gopis of Krishna. Krishna didn't go to Vrindavan and met them. No. Krishna could have gone to Vrindavan. He could have called, come, let's do Rasa Lila, finish. And by his illusion, he could have made everyone forget what's happening. But he didn't do. He purposefully arranged that gopis should come in forest. No? And if you read this 10th canto, that's why I'm speaking all these things. So, I think that chapter is over or what? So, gopis, Krishna wanted them to come to forest. Why? Because Krishna told forest is a very dangerous place. Krishna told there's so much dark here. Krishna told them, my dear gopis, why you are here? So dark. Lions are there, hyenas are there, and so dangerous, just go back. Gopis told, no problem. No problem, we want to be with you. So what is Krishna trying to teach us? Arjuna, Krishna is speaking Gita on the battlefield. Just last night I was telling, why? Because Krishna wants to impress that there is no gain without pain. There is no gain without pain. So, Prabhupada mentions a point here. Prabhupada mentions this first point, that all these devotees who were accepted by Lord, they paid a price. We also have to pay a price. But at the same time, Prabhupada mentions one more point here, that Krishna accepted them, although they were fallen. Why does Krishna accept devotees who are fallen? Because, you know what, in first canto, Prabhupada mentions the name of Krishna as Achyut. There's a name Achyut. Achyut means who never falls down. So, who never fails to help his devotees. So, devotees who pray to Krishna from their heart, Krishna listens. You know what, actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, that if you pray to Krishna, Krishna will not sit quiet. He can't sit quiet. He will listen. He's going to reciprocate. sooner or later he will do that through devotees. Or how does Krishna reciprocate with us? What's his modality? Is he going to speak to us? Someday some voice will come, "My dear Siddharth Prabhu, I'm happy." It's not going to happen like that. So how does he reciprocate? This verse says he accepted them, no? He accepted them as his wives. So Krishna will accept us as his servants. How does he do that? He will give us his realizations. That's what Prabhupada says in Purport to Bhagavad Gita. Yogakshema, Vahameyam, that verse is there. Whatever you have, he will keep. Whatever you don't have, he will give. What he'll give? He will give you realizations in Krishna consciousness. And that realizations will protect you. You'll get a realization that there's a difference between happiness of this world and happiness of Krishna consciousness. What's the difference? Can anybody tell me? We're getting happy in this, in kirtans? No? They are getting happy there. So well, those people can say, "We are happy, you're happy, that's okay, that's fine. Both of us are happy." But there's a difference in their happiness and in our happiness. What's the difference? This is going to hurt soon for them? Yeah. Yeah, that's the difference. Yeah, good. That's fine. That's a result. Okay, fine. My question is, what is the difference in the happiness per se? We are dancing, they are dancing. We are laughing, they are laughing. What's the difference? If somebody asks you, but the point is, we can't explain to them this point. We have to convince them who is Krishna. So?
You could say that's temporary, the happiness increase.
Yeah, this is good. But you know what? Perfect. But you know what? This seems to be a little theoretical for us, because we also become depressed sometimes, no? Isn't it? Practically, we don't reveal this to everybody. We say we are continuously happy, it keeps on increasing, but it doesn't happen like that. Sometimes we are frustrated, sometimes depressed, sometimes happy, sometimes sleepy. It's same thing happening with them, with us. We are not at that level. But there is one difference, one absolute difference, which we can feel and they cannot. And they will accept it. I'll tell you the answer. They have to accept that. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita,
you don't need any intoxication to be happy.
They need something like drinks or like... Well, we also need Hare Krishna mantra to be happy. They can argue, no? So, this is what I'm talking, realization. When you do devotion, Krishna gives realizations. Theoretical knowledge and realizations are very different. And if we don't have realizations, we can't continue devotion. So, Krishna will tell you. He'll not tell you, but he will reveal from your heart, "Okay, my dear devotee, this happiness is different from that happiness. What's the difference? Their happiness will make them more excited, no? But this happiness will make you peaceful. There's no peace in that happiness. Here we have peace." And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Tushyanti cha ramanti cha." That's the verse. First is peace, and that is happiness. In our happiness, we are peaceful. But their happiness, they are not peaceful. They'll get hangovers, isn't it? This is a hangover. They get disturbed after that. While being happy also, their mind is... there's so many signals, so many stimulations. But we are happy, there's no stimulations. We are like, okay, God. So once you can... now you know the difference. You'll never go back. You'll never go back because you have realizations. These kind of realizations Krishna will give. So Krishna accepted them. Accepted them means that Krishna gave them realizations. Realizations. Krishna accepted them as their wives. "Okay, I'm yours. You belong to me. I belong to you." That kind of sentiment, that kind of conviction Krishna will give to us. That's what Mahaprabhu prays. Patitam mam vishame bhavam vadau kripya tapa pada pankaja sita dhuli sadrisham vishinta. Krishna, please accept us. So, Krishna but never fails to accept his devotees. If you do 1% service, Krishna will reciprocate 1%. If you do 2%, 2%, 3%, 3%, 4%, 4%, 100%, 100%. Prabhupada says in many of his letters, have you read letters of Prabhupada, anybody? Many of them, no? This seminar I'll give, I will tell what Prabhupada wanted us to read letters and come. Prabhupada says in many of his letters, Prabhupada says, eating, sleeping, defending. Prabhupada says often. Prabhupada says to his devotee, reduce eating, reduce sleeping. Of course, according to your own health, save time. Dedicate your time to Krishna. Plan how to serve Krishna. Plan how to preach. Plan in such a way so that you land yourself in problems. That kind of planning should be there. And you know what? If there is problems, then there will be success. Every success comes from failure. You have heard this? There is no failure, there is no question of success. Prabhupada doesn't fail. Prabhupada never failed. But if you read his life, at least externally it seemed he failed many times, no? 30 years he was preaching in India. Only one disciple. 30 years, one initiated devotee. Is it success or failure? What do you say? Externally it looks like failure, no? I mean to say, come on, if you open this center, if 30 years if you make one devotee, people will mess you up. People will say, get lost from here, you know, what are you doing? But Prabhupada never got discouraged. Prabhupada, 30 years, one devotee, that's all. Prabhupada continued. Externally, it seemed failed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu failed in preaching. This word external is important, I mean to say. Don't say I said like that. But you see, Lord Chaitanya went to South India for preaching. How many devotees he made? South India? Not a single devotee, no. We never heard. Just one devotee who was there in Kurma Kshetra, that who had leprosy, he made him devotee. Just like, it's recorded that many people were chanting, but he didn't make any devotee. There was not a movement initiated in South India. And that's why, you see now in South India, nobody knows Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Bengal and Mayapur, he was successful, but not in South India. Did he fail? No. Because when Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, they are preaching, their preaching is beyond time and space. Our preaching is within time and space. We do, there's no result. We fail. They do, there will be result. Maybe after 100 years, 1000 years, 500 years, but they will be, because their determination never fails. That's what Prabhupada is mentioning here. Krishna never fails to reciprocate with his devotees. It might take some time, but he will never fail. And it will take some time. You can't expect Krishna to reciprocate immediately. He doesn't do that. Why doesn't he? I mean to say, he didn't rescue queens immediately, no? His queens were there with Bhamasur. They were like shouting, wailing. And Krishna book says there, he captured them. They were so unhappy. Krishna could have come immediately. Why didn't he come? Because sometimes Krishna wants to increase our devotional service, devotional sentiments for them. He purposefully hides himself. He doesn't like his devotees to be in problems, but he also knows that without those things, we are not going to become pakka. We are not going to become strong. Maya can catch us at any time. So this is what is power of Krishna. That's the power of Krishna. The power of Krishna lies in protecting devotees. The power of Krishna lies in reciprocating with devotees. The power of Krishna lies in loving his devotees. That's yogakshema vameham. Protecting, reciprocating. So, what do we have to do after reading this? What should we do? Rukmani, Satyabhama, Chamvati, all these queens, they had just one qualification. Prabhupada writes, just one qualification. And the qualification was, what's that? Yeah. Called by their fervent prayer, release them all by fight. Qualification is, you have to have prayers for Krishna. But that prayers will come by dedication, service and risk. You know what? This word is, I think it's obsolete and it's gone, no risk word. Nobody speaks like that, no. Risk, nobody says. Dedication is a word. Be dedicated. Be sincere. Serve hard. That's there, that's okay. But Prabhupada is not limited to this. Prabhupada wanted Juhu temple. You see Juhu, Bombay. Prabhupada could have opened anywhere. Prabhupada told you have to do this. There were so many problems. Giriraj Maharaj, he asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what do you think? You're helping me or you're messing up my life? Giriraj Maharaj, he didn't say him directly, but that was an indirect conversation. Prabhupada, Giriraj was told, what I'm doing here? I'm going to court daily. People are coming to shoot me. People are sending prostitutes to make me fall down. I've left my house for doing this. And India, I thought India is a land of mystics, a land of spiritualism. What the hell am I doing? I'm in court cases. And you know what Prabhupada told? Prabhupada told him, do you want to become pure or not? Tell me. So Giriraj Maharaj, he didn't tell anything. Prabhupada told, see, this is spirituality. Spirituality is not just sitting, eating. That's what we were doing there, no? So Prabhupada said, our devotees are 25 hours busy out of 24 hours. Prabhupada said this. So we have to make ourselves busy. But we cannot make ourselves busy without something on our head. There has to be something on our head, some problem, something. This is intelligence of a devotee. We can learn from these queens and we can wait for Krishna's mercy. But you know what? Krishna doesn't... We do delay in serving Krishna. We procrastinate. Procrastinate? Everybody understands? We procrastinate. We'll do tomorrow, day after tomorrow. But Krishna doesn't procrastinate. He doesn't have any bad qualities. As soon as you serve him, he will give you how much you deserve. Exactly, he'll give you. And now it's up to you what you have to do. If you want to realize the power of God, you have to serve him with full power, full dedication, sincerity and risk. Hare Krishna. There are so many points I can talk, but I want to stop. Any questions? I'll stop here. It's already 45 minutes, 50 minutes. So, Nasidari.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for speaking so wonderfully. I was wondering which risk to take, like, in this 4 hour of the house and Krishna.
Yeah, you can see. Prabhupada sent somebody to China, somebody to Africa. We can't do like that. He sent them. There was a risk of life, Saudi Arabia. First of all, Harinam is a risk. Not that risk, but that's something good. You can take monetary risks, financial risks. You can do a big program and you don't have finance. So you have to arrange that. That's a risk, no? And often, Bhakti Sanda Saraswati Thakur, he used to come to a temple and he used to take loans and then go away. And you just pay off your loans. You used to keep them working, you know. Otherwise, nobody works. We tend to waste our time, no? We don't work. So yeah, make high goals. For high goals, you have to work. Because for high goals, you need money. For money, you have to work. It doesn't come flying. Make some, for example, I was telling you yesterday, make some pamphlets, distribute them, do some seminars. And that's a risk. I mean, that's a risk because who will come, who will not come. You know, there's so many things you can do. You can go and preach to... Detroit is a dangerous place, no? You can go and go in city and preach there. You told me, I don't know. Go and preach to those people. Preach to Muslims. That's a risk. They don't listen. Prabhupada said, anybody who can preach to Muslims, I'll take dust off his lotus feet. Prabhupada said this. I tried meeting one Muslim girl. She was coming to my place, but after some time, their parents, they told them, she will kill you. Either you go there, I will kill you. And they seriously kill. They kill. That's all finished. Because that's a big thing, you know, changing their religion. Prabhupada, if you can do that, that's a risk. Prabhupada said in one of his letters, I am giving you all information and all hints I'll quote that in my seminar. I'm giving you hints how to advance. Prabhupada said, I've given you a plan, now you have to execute it. So Prabhupada says, oh, you read and you will know what risk we can take. We can take risk. There's so many ideas. If we meditate, Krishna will give ideas. If we meditate how to become comfortable, he will give all ideas. You can make your life as comfortable as you want and be happy. But if you meditate how Krishna should I land myself in problems, he'll give you all ideas. It might be a little tough, a little difficult to make your life messed up. But later you will, as you sow, so shall you reap. Later you'll realize it's very nice. It becomes nice. So that way you can take a risk. Scientific preaching, just like I preach to scientists, it's a risk. I mean, you go, nobody listens, you know. They are crazy people. So the nonsense, who listens, you know, scientists, they don't listen. People argue science. So there's a risk involved. You have to keep yourself updated, isn't it? Otherwise they just put you to shame, you know. So there's a risk. So all these kind of things we can do with us. Okay. Anything else?
When you say about
Bhamasur,
you were saying that, oh, he was there with Krishna, and then we're here in the temple, and so I'm thinking about the deities. I mean,
yeah, deity is Krishna,
right? So yeah. Is there any difference?
There's a difference. Yeah, you're right. There's a difference. Because Prabhupada says there are five expansions of Lord. The first expansion is Diti, Archvigraha. Actually, the first expansion is in spiritual world as Narayana. View of expansion. Then avatars he takes. So many avatars. Then Super Soul. That's expansion. Then Holy Name. Ditis. So although they are Krishna themselves, but they're simultaneously one and different. That's what is our philosophy. Now, what's the difference? Difference is, in deity's form, Krishna is not going to talk with us. Your offering is not going to talk with us now. Deity form is a form, Prabhupada says in his purpose, deity form Krishna has revealed himself for neophytes like us, who can't reciprocate with Krishna directly. So there is a difference that, just like Super Soul. Super Soul, there's no difference between Krishna and Super Soul. But there's a difference. As Super Soul, the function of Super Soul is different when as a function of God. So as Super Soul, Krishna doesn't do pastimes. He just upadrishta numanta. He just sanctions and witnesses. That's all. He doesn't interfere. As God, he interferes. He talks. Function is different. Person is same. Function is different. In different capacities they work. Just like Lord Rama, Lord Krishna. Generally we say Lord Krishna has how many qualities? 64. Lord Rama is 62 and a half. Nectar of devotion. So what do you say? I mean to say Lord Rama is 62 and a half. What about 2.5 qualities? Is he not God? He's God. He has all qualities of Krishna. But in that avatar, he exhibits 62 and a half. He doesn't exhibit all.
About reciprocation, There's many cases where deities have reciprocated with the devotees, and there's many cases where devotees or people have been in front of
Krishna. Yeah, Vishwantaku, yeah, they used to talk with them. Yeah.
And have no seen him as Krishna.
Yeah, they have to talk. Deities are reciprocated, deities talk, but not with us. Our case is different. That's with Paramahamsas. Krishna reveals himself through deities. Just like Holy Name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Krishna not revealing himself in Holy Name now to us. For us, Holy Name is working in a different capacity. But when we become Paramahamsa, Holy Name will Krishna will reveal himself in Holy Name. So at that time, everything becomes one. Prabhupada says, on absolute platform, everything becomes one. But for us, there is a difference. Our consciousness is not like that. For us, deities is different. God is different. Vrindavan Dham. Just like, for example, if this temple and Vrindavan Dham is same, why do devotees want to go to Vrindavan? We all want to go to Vrindavan, isn't it? That's, we all know it. That's more special than temple. We all know. But for Prabhupada, there's no difference. Because he, for him, Vrindavan reveal himself to us now, here. But for us, it doesn't happen. So at our platform, we have to admit there is a difference. Just like we were talking, that happiness will keep on increasing. But for us, it doesn't happen like that. So for us, it is a little difference. So that's our consciousness makes a difference. That's all. That's it. There has to be some difference there. That's okay. It's like that. You want to be
in the risk of, like, say, preaching. Is it sometimes? Well, I mean, should we expect the preacher, someone who is like trying to do that, their mind will be very disturbed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If we take, you know, one devotee at Prabhupada's time, he was taking risk, you know, preaching. Mm-hmm. So somebody asked, okay, so what kind of risk you're taking? He said, well, I'm going to girls' hostel and preaching. He was a brahmachari. Mm-hmm. It's a risk now. I'm going to girls' hostel and preaching there. And he's a full-time brahmachari. So Prabhupada told, well, this kind of risk you should not take.
You should not take.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You're not a full-time brahmachari. What are you doing there? So yeah, your mind can get disturbed if you get risk, if you take risk unnecessarily. So we should also know our capacity. That's another point I didn't touch here. That's adhikar. What is our adhikar? How much I can stretch, how much I can't stretch. But it's difficult to know that, no? It's difficult to know ourselves. That is why we need devotees. So just like Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, he fell down, no? He became a deer. Why? Prabhupada says, because he did a mistake. He stretched himself beyond his limits. He left association of devotees. And he thought, without association of devotees, I'll be fine. So he couldn't recognize that without association of devotees, I'm out. So that, Prabhupada says, if some devotee would have been there, he would have warned him. My God, you know, you can't do this, all this kind of stuff. Just be wherever you are. So we can take risk, but you have to know your own capacity. And that devotees can tell and guru can tell. That's why we have spiritual master, no? Spiritual master helps us to tell our capacity, our caliber. He engages us like that. And if we want to take risk, he will tell, you can take this, you cannot take this. Just like at Prabhupada's time, you know, these devotees were going to this LA, at that time, Western America. They were going to this hippie, concerts. They were going to concerts for preaching. Prabhupada wrote a letter to them that what my devotees are doing there. It's a nonsense place. What are you doing there? All full-time devotees. They're all drugs. They're all girls, you know, without clothes. What are you doing there? So Prabhupada told, you should not go there. Prabhupada stopped them. At the same time, Prabhupada told devotees, go to China. So what do you do? Spiritual master has to tell. And devotees, senior devotees. There's no other way. And when we advance, we'll come to know ourselves. What is my capacity? What is not my capacity? Then you can take risk yourself. You will come to know how much I can handle in my mind. We can get disturbed, no? But if you can handle, just keep on doing. That's all. No problems.
But someone preaching in their capacity, so pretty much they might still get disturbed a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. The bottom line, how to know whether I'm getting disturbed or not? What is disturbance? That's another question. See, mind disturbance is different thing. Suppose if I am a temple, this politics. Suppose in this center is a sweet center, but in big temples, there is politics. All my devotional career, I have lived in temples, big temples. So your mind can get disturbed, no, by politics. But that disturbance is good, not bad. So disturbance is not bad always. That's a wrong conception in our mind. Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, somebody asked, Prabhupada, I'm feeling a lot of anxiety. What should I do? How should I become happy? Prabhupada says, this is spiritual anxiety. Become more anxious. Prabhupada said like that. Once I become more disturbed. So that disturbance is good. But the disturbance which is not good is, Prabhupada mentions in one of his letters, Prabhupada says, when you are disturbed to the point when you feel sense gratification, that disturbance is bad. When that disturbance leads you to sense gratification, if that is happening, then you have to step back. If you're getting disturbed, but you're not involved in sense gratification, no? You're disturbed for service and so many things. That is good. You should increase that. No problem. Because it will help you to become attached to God. But you know one devotee, he was there in back in Gujarat. Like, I think around 18 years back, I was there in Gujarat. So there was one devotee who was doing deity worship. So you know, often if you keep on doing deity worship, keep on, sometimes your mind goes bonkers, you know, what I'm doing. Sometimes, if you're not in mode of goodness, you have to be really in mode of goodness, deity worship. So then he came and he told devotees, see, my God, I'm doing deity worship and I'm going out and I'm getting very mad thoughts. I'm really becoming mad. I mean to say all sense gratificatory thoughts, no? Like I'm doing deity worship, prasadam is coming out and I'm feeling, you know, I have to keep prasadam in my locker. It happens. Seriously, I'm not joking. It happens if you're experienced or not, but it happens. So it comes on. Sweets coming in lockers and then Matajis are there and then you start talking with them and it happens, you know. So he was getting disturbed. So he asked devotees, what should I do? And devotees told, stop deity worship. Stop for some time. Stop this service. Engage yourself in some other service because you're falling down. So that kind of disturbance is bad. When disturbance leads you to sense gratification. But for Giriraj Maharaj, Prabhupada told, I am so disturbed. Prabhupada told, that is good. Because he was not falling into sense gratification. So we should not think disturbance is bad. That's my point. It is good. And this is how we should distinguish. Prabhupada, I'll quote you that line from that Prabhupada's purport. That's an interesting line. I've put it in that purport. Prabhupada says, this is how we should judge disturbance. Nothing is bad. We think something. Prabhupada says, anything which is not engaged in service of Krishna, that is bad. So if disturbance is engaged in service, that is good. It's good. The more the politics in temple, the more it is good. In one sense. See, you know why? Because empty mind is devil's mind. This politics, what you're thinking? My God, this devotee did like that. This devotee did like that. At least you're thinking of devotees, Vaishnavas. No? You're not thinking of nonsense people. Think of Vaishnavas. And thinking of Vaishnavas will purify you. That's devotional service. No, thinking of Krishna will purify you less than thinking of devotees. That's our Vaishnavism. So it's good. Somebody asked me in Ujjain, there's so much politics. I told them, that's good. You're thinking of devotees. It's nice. You're not thinking nonsense. If you're empty, you think nonsense. So, you understand? So, don't become disturbed when you're disturbed. That's the point. Don't become disturbed. You should be happy. If that disturbance is helping you to think of Krishna, so nice. And you know, then you'll be happy even if you're disturbed. And disturbance will come and go. You'll keep on continuing your service. No problems. Yeah, they have different rule.
I wanted to ask Prabhu if there's a purport where Prabhupada says, it's not that our anxiety goes away, but that we transfer the attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember where that purport is?
I think that's in purport or in conversations. I think that's in purport, no?
Purport.
That's in purport. Yeah, I think that's in Bhagavatam.
Somewhere.
I'll give you that.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, I have that quoting done with me.
I've been looking for that for some time, and then you're saying this exact idea.
Yeah, Prabhupada says, yeah. So, one way to take anxieties is to take responsibilities. Take responsibilities. That's important in temple life. Because in temple life, we think, you know, everything has to be done by Devan Prabhu. Not me. I'm giving example. I'm not just telling. Example. So, he is a manager. He's going to do things. And we are going to follow. Whatever he says, we'll do. If he doesn't say, we'll not do. You understand? This happens in temple life. No, it should not be like that. You should take responsibility. You should come up with services, not only him. It is not his temple, no? So, and when you take responsibilities, then you get anxieties. Without responsibilities, you don't have anxiety. Somebody says do, somebody says don't do. So that's one way, Siddhartha, to take anxieties and risks. Please take responsibilities. If nobody is giving you responsibility, ask, I want some responsibility. I want to do some, give me, and I'll do it. That's how everybody will advance, everybody will be happy. Is it? I mean to say, yeah, it's my... I think all devotees who are preaching, they have this all this experience. And my request is, I'm staying for a week here. I want to inspire you to read Prabhupada books. Please read Prabhupada books. Prabhupada books means books, letters, conversations. Read all of them. And then once we catch the mood and mission of Prabhupada, I don't think so illusion can do anything to you. Prabhupada says, seriously, illusion can't do anything. Maya can't touch you. Can't touch you. Maya is maid servant of Krishna. She is ready to leave us. We are not ready to leave her. That's a problem with us. Well, she leave us if we are sticking to Prabhupada. Okay. So it's prasadam time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace came.